720 WGN, I'm John Landecker in for Dave Pyer this Friday night. Welcoming to the program, Jerry Sokol. Hey, Jerry, how are you? Jerry? We got you, Jerry?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Can you? It's like the ad. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I do.
Well, what is your affiliation? Well, let me just throw it over to you. I got this. I'm reading the Sun-Times today, and I see the headline, Cow Pies for a Good Cause, Animal to Relieve Itself to Fund Church Repairs. Now, who wouldn't want to know what that story is? And
well,
I think
it's kind of unique.
Totally. And very cool. I think it's just awesome. So, Jerry, you're affiliated with the Catholic Church that's the beneficiary of all this, I assume.
That is correct. Our parish right now, St. Faustina's, is the beneficiary of this fundraiser. We've been doing it for 17 years. It started off as all the money going directly to our school, our grammar school that was there. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago, that was actually closed down by the Archdiocese. So the rest of the, you know, the last few years we've been doing it, and the remainder, or I should say the proceeds from this raffle have been going directly to the parish for what our pastor, Father Ted, decides, you know, he needs. He brings it to our attention, the needs of when it would be or how it would be distributed through the parish, and we go from there.
You know, it's one thing to have a collection plate, but this is completely different. And I just want to say that if you've got nothing else to do tomorrow or you're looking for something else to do at 2 p.m. at 5149 South McVicker Avenue, this is a one-of-a-kind thing. So tell us how this fundraiser works, Jerry. What?
Actually, it's actually 5149.
I'm sorry.
It would be on the, that's okay. It would be on the north. The northwest corner of Boston and 52nd Street. So it is on the corner.
Thanks for clearing that up, because I wouldn't want people. I wouldn't want people to go to the wrong place. Although I think
they'd be a block further up.
Yeah, I think even if they got in the neighborhood, they'd probably figure out what was going on. What is going on?
We actually get a cow that's brought in. We rent it out from a place in Manhattan. They bring the cow to us. There is a handler that handles it completely by himself. Nobody's allowed to walk in the grid or in the area where the cow does cross over. There's 700 squares, 25 squares in a row by 28. The squares are 20 inches. They're 20 inches by 20 inches.
This is on a parking lot?
It is in a parking lot, on a paved parking lot.
Yeah.
The numbers were just sprayed on last night. The numbers are in not in any numerical order. They were randomly picked by a computer, a computer-generated program. We did five sets of grids, and our associate priest, because our pastor was out of town, had picked one of the five by rolling dice to see which one of the five. Well, it's you know, you want to do everything fair and square, because people are picking numbers, you know, maybe a month in advance. And so the first square would have a number of maybe 32. The second one might be 250.
Right.
So there's no way of knowing. People could see from yesterday or tomorrow before the event takes place where their numbers are on the grid. The cow does need to walk one full path throughout the entire grid before anything is counted. We do have tickets that are still available.
Wait a minute. It's got to walk. It's got to walk the entire grid before anything is counted. So what you're saying is, if I've got this right, even if the cow has not completed its grid tour and drops a load, that doesn't count?
That is correct. And it's only because somebody wouldn't have a fair... And that's never happened before anyways.
Yeah.
He's always held out a little bit longer. you know, we just always want everybody to have an opportunity of the cow walking across the entire grid first before anything takes place. We've had the cow before where it's taken 3 hours.
No.
Until it happened. And it's been as fast as 15 minutes. So you never know when it's going to take place, how it's going to take place. And it is pretty unique. And for a raffle to take place that a number is not being picked out of a drum, it's done this way, it is kind of unique. And it is neat to see for people who haven't ever seen it before.
Oh, I think it's totally, as you say, unique. It's also sounds just like so much fun. And so tickets are $25 and can be bought at the parish rectory beforehand or at the event?
That is correct. That is correct. There are still tickets available. $5,000 would be to the winner, who gets the direct drop. And then there's 8 touching squares that each will receive $350 out of the ones that are touching the middle square or the winning square. So
the point is that you, the person who is involving themselves in this, pays their money and picks a square, yes?
Correct.
Yeah. So if the cow drops on that square, obviously you're a winner. Are there more than, what if, is it just one square per person?
Well, each square is numbered. Okay,
yeah,
so out of the 700 squares on the parking lot, say square number 503 may be directly in the middle.
Yes.
If the cow's walking across this entire grid and does his business on the middle square, which is 503, the winner, the person who's holding the ticket for 503, and we have the stub with their name and address and phone number on it, will be the winner of the $5,000.
Wow.
And any of those squares that touch that $5,000 winning square win $350.
Whew. My, my. Well, I hope you sell all your tickets. And so I would think that the younger the cow, the faster the digestive process, so to speak.
I guess that could be true, but we normally do in the past. We've tried to keep it to younger cows, and the only reason why, because one year we had a large, older cow, and that cow decided to lie down in the middle of the parking lot. And it was quite a time, probably about 30 minutes, until it decided to get back up because, you know, we're not going to do anything to the cow to, you know, make it, you know, we're very kind and gentle to the animal, and we had to wait until he decided to get back up. So, it's kind of to the mercy of the cow when he decides to pick a winner.
Well, you know, it's a little bit, there's a sort of a, the same thing could be said about humans to a certain extent. The younger ones probably have an easier time completing tasks than older people do at some particular juncture.
There you go. I'd have to agree with you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being with us, Jerry. This is fantastic. Once again, where is this going to happen?
This is going to take place at 5149 South McVicker. It's going to be at the back end of the parking lot there. So if you were to just go down Austin Avenue, heading north on Austin Avenue and get to 52nd Street, right on the corner there, there's an open parking lot. There will be a roped off or taped off area. There probably will be people sitting around waiting with their lawn chairs and everything for the cow to start its process. And so we'll be right there. We'll be right there on the corner.
Have you ever thought about live streaming this?
No, actually, we didn't.
I think that would be fantastic. I'd watch. I mean,
after 17 years, that would probably be something that we should consider next year.
Yeah, live stream it. Really? I mean, Jerry, that would make the news. Really? I think so. Anyway, I mean, people have live streamed things that. For much that don't have the same appeal as this would to me, anyway. Cow pies for a good cause now streaming. I mean, who can argue with that? I hope you have a very successful event there, Jerry. Thank you for taking time on a Friday night to be with us here.
Well, great, John. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you.
You betcha. Wow. Man. good times.